went out in.
Sorry?
The bid went out. Do you want to check the, check your inbox? Inbox, what is it? Well, alternately, what we're going to look at is from the Beis Yosef and Choshen Mishpat in Siman Shin Pei Ches. If that's easier to access. You have it, Amasa? Yeah. So Vizelish and Harashpa. Okay, it'll take a little while until it becomes clear why we're looking at this. Gotta be believed what I'll say. Have faith. Okay. Vizelish and Harashpa. So the Rashba wrote as follows to the Chachmei Tzorfas. What was the case at hand? Al Mosor Echad, a Mosor. Shachoru Harav Rabbeinu Yonah Ben Achi Oviv Shal Harav Rabbeinu Yonah HaChasid, meaning the Rabbeinu Yonah of Shari Tshuva, his cousin, who had the same name, and he was Ben Achiyavir. So there were two cousins, I guess maybe named after the same grandfather, I don't know. Shahuru Harava Ben Yonah Ben Achiyavir Shal Harava Ben Yonah Hefasid Zal V'Harashba. So the two of them, they were Mora Lamelech about this Mosso Shul Chayiv Misa. They told the king of Spain, Castile, whatever it was called, that this Mosso was Chayiv Misa, v'tziva ha-melech lahogah. And then the melech then issued a death sentence for him. So the Rashba was explaining what the basis was for what they did. Tchilas kol hadvarim, Amarnu, Zer Rodef Hayah. Rodef Nehareg B'chol Zman. It's got nothing to do with, like the Zman Hazeh, we obviously don't have Dinah Refashos. So says the Rashba, but the Din of Rodef, it isn't something that requires a Sanhedrin that's qualified and authorized to be done Dinah Refashos. If someone is running with a loaded gun and is about to pull the trigger and kill someone, you don't say, well, you know, Bizman Hazeh, you know, we don't have Mumchim, and Bizman Hazeh, we don't have, you know, Sanhedrin and Lishkas Agazas, and we can't have Dinei Nefashos. But the Rodef, sorry, I lost my place. The Rodef Nerek B'chol Zman, Bein Ba'od, Bein B'chutz La'aretz, V'afilu Shalav B'Bezdin. How do you know that? Me'ed Rabbi Shila B'Perek HaRoeh, Now the afil of Rodef limsum mamon midrav kahana perakagozo basra. He also has a din of a Rodef. Now ubevaday, it's certainly the case that mishenu muchzak v'kach. If a person has only done it, let's say once, ein me misen also achamaisa, after he was already moser, he's not a Rodef. When he is engaged in the Mesirah, he's a Rodef. If the Mesirah has already happened, so at this point he's not a Rodef, right? The person is running after someone to kill him with a loaded gun. He's a Rodef. The minute the gun is taken away from him, so he's not a Rodef anymore. So at this point, if he's liable for anything, so then it's not the Doros Rodef. It would require Bezdin. So it's certainly the case that bevada misha ein muchzak v'kach ein me misha nosa acha meisa, but misha huchzak v'kach me misha nosa bein b'shas meisa bein la acha meisa, because once he's muchzak v'kach, So then you assume that he's prone to doing it again in the future, in which case he's constantly engaged in Radifa, and he always has the status of a Rodef. V'chol ha-kodem zocha. In other words, it's a mitzvah. Bugadisanya, again, we're not doing this for halacha l'maisa, you know. This is not really halacha l'maisa b'zman hazeh. Again, you'll see when why we're looking at this. Bugadisanya haminim v'hamasaros v'cholum mavidim v'lamalim. ואפילו להוגן בידיים, שהרי הן כנוחש, ששני אלו, the מוסר and the נוחש, מוקושן, they're equated. וכן עושים מייסי במוסר מוחזק להוגן בידיים ברוב מקומות ישראל. Still in medieval times, this was done. וכן היד הרמב״ם זל בחיבורו, ואיזה מוחזק, כל שנודע לרבם שהוא כן. Meaning, lo shuchsak bebezden shal esrim u'shlosha v'shekiblu eida b'fanav. She'im kein, ein lecha muchsak afshav, she'ein lana mumchem. V'harei ha-chachomim mechabe ha-svarim she'heidu v'kasvu she'ha-mosar ha-muchsak kogen osol b'chol zman. V'chol ha-na'asa Inversan umirachim al elu, someone who wavers and has misplaced compassion on Moslem, nasa achzal dara. And that's a big yisod in sort of less, I don't know, less explosive, less dramatic context also. Misplaced rachmanus is really achzorius. Nasa achzal doro, ukemo she'omer v'hanizak and in v'sanusa shal v'schai ben avkula, schova v'esenu. When the Caesar sent an animal to be offered as a korban, and then kamtza, bar kamtza, the host of the kamtza, bar kamtza party was Matul Balmun, and they were going to be Makrivit and Shemshon Malchus. He said, no, you can't be Makrivit Balmun. So then they were going to kill the person who otherwise would have reported back to the Caesar. He said, no, you can't kill him. Not Chayav Risa. So in the Sanusa Shav Chayav Akulas, Chayav Hechriva Beseinu. Od Acheres, so that was one basis for what we did, right? This is the Rashba explaining why they turned to the king about this muscle. Second basis, ki ba'avon hador hischilu k'tzas anoshem lilmot ha'umnos ha'nufsedus hazas. This is becoming widespread. Mesirah, Rachmana Litzlan, in their days, was becoming widespread. And the halacha is v'chol shahasha'a tzricha v'chach makin v'onshin shalom en hadin v'chol mokom v'chol zman. We looked at this Gemara recently, no? Did we? No, maybe not. Ka'osa shirachal al asuz v'shavas. The Gemara says that b'mei yivonim that there was tremendous laxity in Shmir Shabbos. And the Gemara illustrates the din that Bezdin has discretionary powers of Makin Ba'onshin Shalom and Hadin to uphold Torah, and it illustrates it with this example. Even though riding on a horse in Shabbos is an Isidore Avonim, there's no Isidore Reis involved, but nevertheless they gave him Skila. V'chein Kosra HaGadolin Mechabe HaSfarim Zal. Ube'elu v'chayosei be'elu, again, in this din of makin v'onshin shalom en hadin, so the Rashba says, I think the Chidush Ha'ran says this in Sanhedrin as well, ein mashkichen bebezim shal esrim u'shlosha, again, even though ordinarily dinei nefashos requires a Sanhedrin shal chav gemel, and they have to be smuchim, and l'kabel eidov v'fanov, and Ein Mekabel and Eidos Ela Bifnei Baal Din. So all of these requirements, L'chlal, Kol HaDvarim HaTzrichim B'din and Nefoshos, She'ein Holchim B'chol Eilu, and already here, this is what we're coming for here. In this context of Bezdin, Makin Ve'onshin Shalom and Adin, She'ein Holchim B'chol Eilu Ela Acha Yediyas Ha'emes. You don't have to satisfy what in other contexts are all these requirements, again, that you can only be mekabel eidos b'fnei the baal din, and that you have to have a sanhedrin of 23 mumchim. Again, mumchim means that they had smicha, the original chain of smicha that went back to Moshe Rabbeinu and Yehoshua. But all these dinim are not required in this context. You just have to know that it's true. You have to know. You have to have proof positive that this person was rochev al asus. But if you know the emes, then it doesn't make a difference that you don't have chav gimel, that you don't have mumchem, that you weren't mekabel eidos b'fanav. Let's. She'ein holchen, again, we're in line 6 here. She'ein holchen b'chol eilu ala acha yediyas ha'emes l'salik ha'nezokin v'lasos gedoim b'fnei tirtzos. U'mosif al zeh, she'lef omim onu mekablim eidim she'la b'fnei b'aldin. Sometimes even me'ikar adin you're allowed to accept eidus she'la b'fnei din. She'havei onu ha'yohu chole o eidav chole mekablim she'la b'fanav. Rafil Bishalcho Vloba Hi Hamema Bakain Pirsha Havidzal Vuha Nochum. And let's say he refuses to come to Bezin, so then you'll be Makavalid, Shalabafana. The close came Zesha Yosa Bizikim the Ain Lama the Bezin Shayelko Acha Haidim of all ear for ear im ze Vishikapsu Kulam Kafa. So what does it mean? Like, how in the world do you understand? And he's about to say this. okay. Yeah, well, let's skip for a minute to Gedola Mikol Elu. Do you see what that is? It's after a colon. Towards the end of the line, around 14 lines from the bottom. Gedola Mikol Elu. You see that, Melissa? Gedola Mikol Elu. Again, so justification number one was Amosa has a dinner of a justification number two, that the Rashba explains, is that Bezdin Makin Va'onshin Shalom Hadid. Bezdin has discretionary powers, and those discretionary powers are even to a Bezdin Bezman Hazeh. It doesn't have all the requirements of Chof Gimel and Mumchem. As long as they have Yediyas Emes, there is no need, there is no halakha that they have to comply with all the dinim of Kabbalah, Sayyidus, Vachulah, Vachulah. Ugedola, Nikol Elu, Benidon Shalafanenu, in the case that actually happened, She'onu lo dananu, we didn't even take the initiative, says the Rashba. Ella, again, we, the Rashba and Rabbi Yonah's cousin by the same name, She'anu lo dananu, ela nishal nishalnu mibes adoneinu hamelech, liros ba'avono, ulahagid la'atzaseinu. Ulefi ma she'osa, omar shehu yochol lahamisa, the fish lo nemru dvarim halolu ela bedinei sanhedrin migzeres hakasuv. Again, all these dinim that you're asking that were lacking in this case, no sanhedrin, no chav gimel, no mumchen v'chulu, Shalom nemru dvarim halal ele bedine sanhedrin migzeres hakosuv. Avol bedine de malchusa, ein mashgichin b'chol eilu. She'ein dinam el achar yediyas ha'emes, v'neherag bedine ha'malchus, afilo al pi krovim, v'afilo al pi atzmo, v'shalo b'hasra'o, v'shalo b'esum u'shlosha, she'ein dinam malchus el achar yediyas ha'emes. So, most of all, says Rajabala, it's not that we gave him Misa. We could have, because he was a Rodef. And we could have, because of Bez, Makin, Jonshin, Shalom, and Adin, if Hashar Tzricha L'chach, we could have. But the Maisa, we didn't. It was Dina de Malchusa. Again, this truth is so important for so many different sugyas. We're going to sort of just focus narrowly. He says, Dina de Malchusa gives the Melech the right to administer capital punishment, and the Melech, Dina de Malchusa, in administering capital punishment, is not bound by the requirement for Hasra'a. It doesn't disqualify Krovim from giving Eidos, even the Din of Eino de Mesonatz from Russia. The Rashba says doesn't apply in Dina Malchus Afilal Piyatzmo. She'ein Dina Malchus Ela Acha Yediyas Ha'emes. So already here, again, so this is the second time, right? He said it earlier that when a Bezdin Bezman Hazeh will act on the halacha of Bezdin Makin Va'onshin Shalom and Hadin, it's only that they just have to ensure that it's Emes. They don't have to ensure, again, in quotation, technical compliance with dinim of Kabbalah Seidus and Sanhedrin, Mumchem, V'chulu. And now he's saying the same thing about Din of the Malchusa. So already that provokes a big question. But look at this next line. Shem Iyanta Omekain, if you don't acknowledge that, if you don't recognize that, Ela Sha'ata Mamed Hakol al Din Torah, Kedin Sanhedrin, if you would think that Dina de Malchusa has to abide by the same, again, with quotation marks, the same formal, procedural rules, standards, requirements of Sanhedrin, and so too the Din of Shalom in Hadin just means that the onish can be different, but it doesn't mean the procedure is different. Hoy ha'olam shamein, she'yirbu ha'ratzchanin v'chavarehim. The world would become desolate because Rotschim would have a free hand. So at first glance, what's so difficult to understand here is that the Rashba is explicitly contrasting what the halacha requires from Bezdin with Yedias Emes. You can have Yedias Emes without all that, right? The Rashba says you don't have to have Chav Gimel from Bezdin, Makim, Ramchim, Shalom, and Din. You don't have to have Chav Gimel. You don't have to have Mumchim. You don't have to have Kabbalah Seidus Bifonim. You don't have to have all these. You just have Emes. So what's all that about? That's not about Emes? So what's all that about? And then he repeats the same thing, that same contrast in terms of Din de Malchusa, and says, and what's more, the world would deteriorate into the wild, wild west. If you didn't recognize this. So how do you understand? So what is the Din of Chav Gimel and Mumchim and Kabbalah Seidus Bifonav and Psulei Eidus? Like, what's all that about if it's not Bakashas Emes? I don't know how one could have or would have understood this without what we're learning in Isha Allah for now. I don't know if it can be understood otherwise. But we've been trying to understand a little bit how the Rav says that, again, halacha, it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just did a better job, but sort of went about designing a legal system, a halachic system, you know, the same way Lahavdil, infinite havdalos, the same way human beings construct a legal system. It's just that since Hashem is perfect, so he did it in a perfect way. Now, a human legal system begins with pragmatic need and designs a system to address those pragmatic needs. A whole range of social interactions and behaviors that need to be regulated. That it shouldn't be Isha Sve'ehu Chayim Dala'o, that things should be able to function. Now, halacha, again, is an ideal system, and again, ideal first and foremost, but not exclusively in the sense of as derived from the word idea, but then also ideal in its more common usage. Halacha is a world of ideas. And again, V'horayu, says the Rav, that the views in the Gemara, that Bayis HaMenuga, V'horayu V'enu Asad Lios, Ben Sarim Mora, V'horayu V'enu Asad Lios, Eran Yidachas, V'horayu V'enu Asad Lios, there's no human legal system that legislates for a situation which you know will never ever arise. So it's a world of ideas. A. B. Also, ideal system, the second thing ideal system means is that whereas a human legal system again, begins with the pragmatic need and looks to regulate. Halacha doesn't only look to regulate our behavior, it looks to elevate our behavior. And in that sense, ideal more pshuto kamashmao. Having red lights, it was not designed to teach us the midah of patience and sablonos and don't be impulsive. You know, chill out. Okay, you know, you do need to chill out a little bit, especially if the red light's broken. But that's not what it's about. No, it's about that one car is headed this way, and the other car is headed, you know, at a 90-degree angle. And we want to avoid crashes. That's what it's about. If this is the major thoroughfare, and this is less traveled, so we're not going to get an equal time. You know, the one which is the major thoroughfare will have the green light for longer, and the one which is just sort of bisecting the highway or the major thoroughfare will have the green light for less time. But the whole thing is about pragmatic. Masha and Cain, halacha, again, is also an ideal system in that in regulating, it also looks to elevate. It's designed to elevate our behavior. The ideal way dinei nefashos should happen is that men should give eidos, women shouldn't give eidos. Again, the explanations for that are not our focus now. Again, but obviously it has nothing to do with Bakrashas or Emes. The ideal way Dinei Nefashos should happen is that it should be dafka the dayanim who are on a bezdin should be dayanim who belong to a chain of mumchim, which extends back to Moshe Rabbeinu. And all of that is there because halacha is more than just a system to govern and regulate society, because it's an ideal system, says the Rashba. But on the other hand, a Kadosh Baruch Hu knows, and therefore halacha, his system, is aware of the fact that the ideal, that character of halacha, can't be at the expense of also being pragmatic. So halacha has built into it, again, the din melech, where melech is only has to be guided by yedias emes. Halacha has built into it the din that a sanhedrin, that a bezdin, a makin ve'onshin, shalom and hadin, b'shasha, when hashah tzrich halachach. It's true that the ideal, who should be the ideal, who should be the dayanim on din and ufashas, they should be mumchim. That's the ideal. And that's what the halacha depicts. And the ideal is that the eidos should only be in kabbal eidos before. And the ideal is that the eidim have to withstand drisha v'chakira, and withering the drisha v'chakira. But halacha recognizes that in this area of governing society, that the ideal system is necessary, but there's also going to be a gap between that and the actual needs of the world and society. And that's why halacha has built into it these alternate tracks. These alternate tracks, they're taken practical, they're taken pragmatic. And that's what Rashba says, that we're only interested in yedias emes. I don't know how you read this Rashba about the Rav Jewish halacha. I don't know how you process it. Let's maybe continue reading on page 35, section Zayin. There are the dinim also, how satisfactorily one could understand them without this profound understanding of how that which the Rav provides. So let's say you have, oh, it's going to be, it's our Masechta. So the Mishnah is later in the first parak on Yudam and Beis, Yud Aleph and Aleph. So the Mishnah in Yudam and Beis says, Basula Ksubasa Masayim, the Almana Mana.
Okay.
No. The Mishnah then on the top of Yud Aleph and Aleph says, that Hagiyores Vahashvuya Vahashivcha, Shaniftu Vishin is Gayu, Vishin is Tachu, Pusas, Mivino Shal Shalom, Yam Echo Ksubasa Masayim, the Yeshla and Tanis Basula. So if the woman, now she's a woman, if she was misgayeres chus mibash shalosh shanim, so then she's becheskas pesula, and when she gets married, so she's entitled, as per the previous Mishnah, to a ksuba masayim. But if she was already, because even if she was molested, so then if it happens before age 3, so pesula hachozun. So therefore, she's becheskas pesula. Masha and Cain, if she was only mibnav shalosh shanim v'yom echad, but if they're mizgayros from age 3 and above, so then ein lahan tanis pesula, and ksubasan mana. Okay, why? Because from age 3 and above, so then the besula manachosim, so she's not becheskas besula. So therefore, is ksubasa mana, and when the husband marries her, he can't have a tainus besula. There's no that she was a besula when he was ma'aris. Okay, fine. So we understand that physically, age 3 is. Until that point, Sulah Chosim, and afterwards not. Okay, now, if this Kana was Miskayeres a day after her third birthday, what are the chances, what are the odds that something happened in that day and that she's not up Sulah? Less than your chances of winning the Powerball lottery. And obviously, the more time elapses, so then the chances that something did happen, and that in fact she's not a psula, obviously, they gradually, incrementally increase. You know, at what point? Does it become a real chashash? See, it's true that we'd have to be somewhat arbitrary in assigning a particular age. Let's say, well, instead of what the halacha says, we'll say age 9. So something changes from the day before her 9th birthday to her 9th birthday. So it's true that would be something arbitrary. And Masha and Cain, there isn't anything arbitrary about the share of age 3. That's true, even without the what will steltsu from Isha Allah. That's true. But Me'idach Gisa, even though there's an element of arbitrariness, if we'll choose age 9 or we'll choose age 10, whatever it is we would have chosen, but it's got to be more correct. It's got to be more mechuban than age 3. So isn't it better to have a little bit, albeit we'll acknowledge the arbitrariness, but wouldn't it be more mechuvan to choose some other age, albeit acknowledging with an element of arbitrariness? If we say that it would shift from a ksuva masayim to mana if she was 9 years old when she was miskayeres, if she was 10, whatever the age is that we'll choose. Yes, is the difference between the day before and 9th birthday and 9th birthday, you really sure that that's when it became a mira motsuri, that's when it became more than a mira? No, obviously there would be an element of arbitrariness, but it seems it's going to be closer, and shouldn't that be better than saying age 3? But LMI, that question only exists if you're looking at the legal system from the ground up. If you assume that the that it begins with that we want to award every besula a greater ksuba than an almona. And how are we supposed to know who's the besula, who isn't the besula? If you begin with a concrete case, so then the question we asked is a fair question. But if you're going from the top down, if it's an ideal system, and it's not that, it's an ideal system, and in the ideal system, so part of one characteristic of the ideal system is that there are no approximations, right? And the ideal triangle is a real triangle, right? And the ideal right angle is a real right angle. There are no approximations. That's in our concrete reality. So we never have a perfect right angle. We never have a perfect triangle. But in the world of ideas, you certainly do. In the world of ideas, you don't have approximations. So what we want in this world is what's true in the world of ideas. So it's not that we're... You hear that, Melissa? And again, some of you could have fudged this halacha, you know, without the Rav's Yisod, but with the Yisod, it's so much more compelling, and it couldn't be otherwise. And it's not that the 3-year-old who really was a besula when she was Miskayeris is being shortchanged. No, that you only view the result that way, again, if you were building and making decisions from the ground up. But if the values are on the top, no. The ideal is that the ksuba of Nasayim should be when there's a vados, when there was a cheskas vadai, that she was a psula. So the 3-year-old, she's not getting shortchanged. She's not getting shortchanged. But again, but that perspective is only when we're zocha to understand a little bit this characterization of halacha. Yes.
Why is 3 more ideal than 9?
So again, the marshal, right? In geometry, so you know, if 2 lines are perpendicular, so then they meet at right angles. In the real world, so there's no perfection, there's no exactitude. So Masada is very close to 90 degrees. It's probably on one side, it's probably 89.99, and on the other one, it's probably 90.00. So in the real world, you have approximations. In the ideal world, you don't have approximations. Everything is, and that's part of the beauty and why it's an olam ha'emes. So if when the halacha is designed in the real world, so the halacha is going to say, when can we talk about a cheskas vadai as opposed to best guess at a chazaka? That's a prosaic, mundane mindset. And the vados, again, because we're used to thinking this way, so we think that, oh, that really a psula should be entitled to an assignment, and this 3-year-old, the odds are 99.99% that she's getting shortchanged, but that's wrong. That's wrong. It begins. Who's entitled to the Messiah? It begins with that determination is made in the ideal world. Again, and just linking this up with what we spoke about in a couple of the Chovos HaLevavos shiurim. You know, what's a svara is affected by this understanding. What's a svara in the ideal world doesn't necessarily align with what's a svara in the practical, pragmatic world. people like to say, I have no reason to think that this is factually true, but that there's something that it captures. I won't mention the names because I don't know that it's true. That an Adam Godol Ad Ma'od once gave the following direction. Again, I don't think the story is true, but it has a kernel of truth in it. Once gave the following Eitzah, that if you have a shayla and you don't know what the din is, so ask a Baal HaBos and then pass him Fakir. Well, again, I don't think that ever happened, but there is a kernel of truth in that, in terms of this idea that we're talking about, that what's a svara differs between whether it's a pragmatic mindset, whether it's this ideal mindset, which is the system of halacha.